This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Leadership Call number 19 on it's Leadership Call on the 19th of November, 2018 at 1830 UTC. And attending today is Lauren, Eric, Russ, and Denise from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. If the call is being recorded, please state your name for the record, and I'll turn the call over to Russ. Thank you.
Hello. I'm back. It's been quite a long trip. I'm still jet lagged from Bangkok, so if I fall asleep in the middle of the call, that's what it is. I have tried to keep up on the mail list and just did not do a very good job of that, but I've tried to catch up over the weekend. And so I'm a little confused about where we are with SSR1. Maybe someone can give me the Reader's Digest version.
Who'd you like to do it, Russ?
Why don't you go ahead and do it?
Okay. Since I had the dubious honor of chairing the call, I'd say that call went south pretty fast. And that's from like my experience with the SSR2 team, which is saying something. So I'll just sort of dial it to sort of like bottom line up front. There's now contention that we've never discussed methodology for SSR1 review, reviewing the recommendation implementation, and that we need to do that before we can go forward, and that there's at least a minority report, if not more support for it than that, that we need a broader methodology for everything that we're going to do. And then there was disagreement that the review we had done of the implementation of SSR1 is correct, and that people need to have a chance to say whether they agree or not. And SSR1 recommendation 1 was used as a straw man for people on the team not agreeing with what was penned in our current online draft. To me, that was the biggest thing that happened. I'd also asked to have on this call that we discuss the Adobe Connect problems that people have had for quite a while. I guess I saw some email that it may be resolved, but I do think we ought to talk about it on the leadership call today. So, Denise, Lauren, did I miss anything or did I mischaracterize anything?
So this is Lauren. Could we pause for a moment, the recording?
The recording has resumed.
So I think that the way forward from this point is to Lauren agreed to write up a description of the methodology for SSR1 that we have followed. We'll circulate that to the team, get them to comment on it, and once we have consensus that that was the methodology we followed, then we'll ask the team members who took the lead on each of the SSR1 recommendations to write up a more complete description of the their findings and recommendations going forward, and then we will have an opportunity for each review team member to make edits to those, and then we'll do a consensus call on each of those individual write-ups. We'll probably have to do that by the consensus call by email so that we have records of who has spoken on each one of them. Is there anything to add to that way forward? Okay. This one topic for today's call took quite a bit of time. Is there anything else we need to do, remembering that we have a leadership call a week from today and no plenary call on this Thursday because of the holiday in the U.S.
I just note that it's worth noting that we had Adobe Connect issues, and maybe we have a resolution or maybe we don't. Until we get to the next plenary call, it might be hard to tell unless we coordinate some smoke testing beforehand.
So what kind of Adobe Connect issue did we have? Is it just the same kinds of things we've been experiencing, or was there
someone on the list, I think it was Scott, sent an email saying that, we've sort of had this sort of perennial problem of people not, their audio not working and Carrie Ann not being able to use the mobile app and stuff like that. And Scott mentioned on the list, I think it was Scott, that, he hadn't seen this in any of his other ICANN groups that all used Adobe Connect. And I think somebody else acknowledged it too or something like that. And then we found out there was a setting that wasn't being used or something or switched back and forth or something. And so now hopefully it's supposed to be better. But, I think it's worth noting that we've had this sort of perennial problem. We need to keep an eye on it, make sure, because I couldn't quite understand what Mr. Madagar was saying in his email. I think it was earlier today. It worried me a little bit. It looked a little bit like, I guess if I can't contribute, I'll leave or something like that. Hopefully I got that wrong. But I think we need to, recognize that we've had these problems for a while and we need to fix them if they're not already fixed.
So are you suggesting we have a couple 1-minute calls to see if things are working?
No. And I think staff is doing a good job, with all the stuff that they're dealing with. So I'm not proposing any extra work for them or for us or for anyone. I just sort of, the team has brought it up. I'd like to be able to say that we, the leadership, had discussed it. And, I think we should be cognizant of it going forward. Like, I don't know whether that means we ask people to dial in first or whatever, but people are raising it. On this team, it seems like people raise things kind of subtly before they hit you with a sledgehammer. So I think we should be cognizant of that.
Okay.
This is Denise. Perhaps Brenda could clarify the email that she sent on Friday, the 16th?
Sure.
Regarding tech support?
Mm-hmm. Sure. This is Brenda. I did write a ticket to tech support just following Scott's email, and I did want to get an answer from tech support so I could relay it back. So our plenary calls, as noted in the email, uses vendor X. And when I need to request a dial-out by vendor X's operator, you will hear a message that says, I left the meeting. And I wish that did not play into your plenary call, trust me. I know it's interrupting. I know it's interrupting, and my tech support tells me that is not changing. That is just built into the system with vendor X. Now, Scott mentioned that other calls that he's on, they don't hear that, and that's true because the other vendors don't have that feature built into their calls. So that's why you hear the host has left the meeting. The other issue was Carrie Ann mentioned not being able to use her microphone, and that was an issue that we were asked to turn off the microphone access, and now it has been approved to use it again. So, Denise, you have connected by a microphone today as well as the telephone. I wonder if you want to just test your microphone today. Or if not, that's all right, too. But
I always connect by phone, and then, I always connect by phone. And then, and then pull up Adobe Connect. I find the audio is better on my phone rather than through the computer.
Okay.
The big issue with people is the really poor connectivity and the inability to talk while using Adobe Connect. Do we have, and the notices of when you put the call on hold is annoying, but the real problem here is people simply cannot be connected and be heard on the call. We have a particularly geographically diverse group, which raises the question in my mind whether we're using the appropriate vendor for the problem we're trying to solve, for the support that we need.
Well, now that is a
question. What are the vendor options?
Well, there are, as the email stated and my IT department stated, we're trying to phase out the two vendors that don't have the announcement. So I think it's just because ICANN is choosing to stick with one vendor in particular, and that is the one that we have assigned to our plenary meeting.
Yeah, so to be clear, the issue, if you could just set aside the vendor announcement, that's annoying, but that's not the big issue. The big issue here is people can, not everyone can connect and be heard consistently on our calls, which means we can't fully conduct our team calls. And what Scott was telling us is we don't have this problem on the GNSO Council, which I know is also diverse. So which vendors, what vendor is the council using and what vendor are we using?
Well, I'm not at liberty to give that information out, but I can check with the IT department and see if they want me to announce, you know, to the leadership team who the different vendors are. I do want to offer that behind the scenes, when the plenary is going on, I'm doing my very best to make sure everyone has a good connection. And some of the locations, Denise, as you mentioned, geographically, perhaps don't have the same technology in their phone service as other areas. And I believe Mr. Matagaro is one of those persons who does experience. He's told me in the past through emails that we've shared that he can either be on Adobe Connect on his computer or he can be on the telephone. He really can't be on both. So that's why he requires a dial-out, and sometimes he can't answer the dial-out because he's using the visual Adobe Connect versus the audio. So I've experienced that issue with him in particular, you know, in the past. So
yeah, no, I completely understand, and I also absolutely want to acknowledge that that you're doing everything you can behind the scenes to make the call work.
Sure.
I'm just, you know, positing that if we've got a vendor, a mismatch between the needs on this team and our vendor, then that is something that we, as a leadership team, we should surface and we should address. But it sounds like it might be a good idea at this point, since staff, I think you know which members have had ongoing problems with being fully on the call, if you could run some direct tests with those people, and then let us know if it's something you've been able to resolve with turning on the microphone now and the few changes that have been made.
Right. And so I did mention in the email that it would be very helpful if people could dial in a few minutes early and test the audio. I'm on the call a minimum of 30 minutes before the start time. Preparing it. So I'm happy to do a sound check with anyone 30 minutes beforehand. And hopefully this microphone issue will solve a lot of the audio issues. I'm really hoping that. So.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, like, for whatever reason, that your repeated offer to be on the phone early to troubleshoot hasn't worked with the people who need the help. So do you think you could schedule a, you know, 10-minute Adobe Connect call with the individuals that are having problems outside of our regular call time, you know, outside of our calls, to see if you can, you know, get on their calendar, connect directly, and see if there's issues remaining to be resolved?
I can make that offer.
They have to meet you halfway. We know.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
I hope
that answers your questions for today.
Yeah, I know that the microphone thing was the thing that Casey was complaining about, so now that that's turned back on, hopefully that's sorted. Because she said that's the way she connects with SAC and didn't know, understand why she couldn't use it here too. Okay, guys, let's see if we can get the ship back all going in the same direction.
You take your hand off the wheel for a minute, Russ. Just a minute, or 2 weeks, or whatever it was. A million years, it felt like. And now look what happened.
All right.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
I know, but thank you, guys. Well, you made sure I didn't fall asleep, I'll tell you that.
I was going to warn you when you said you might fall asleep. I thought, man, I think that was the most challenging call I remember us ever having. And Denise, I don't know if you remember a tougher one, but to me, I felt the crispiest I've ever felt after one of our calls, after the last one.
It was a challenging one. And thank you, Eric, again, for leading that.
You were in a terrible position
there. I heard the air quotes on that.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. I think we're done for today, then.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody who's celebrating.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.